If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Sam Panianovic joins us now. You hear him a lot on WGN. I heard him the other night with our friend John Landecker, betting analyst at New England Sports Network, NESN they call it, and Fox Sports. He's a contributor there and was a longtime sports guy here. What do you think of the Bears, Sam?
Embarrassing, for sure. I think, you know, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. I don't think they're going to go 0-17 this year, but they're clearly not as good as I thought they were going to be. I thought the defense would actually be able to stop a nosebleed, and that is not the case. I mean, from a point standpoint, John, they are the second-worst defense in the NFL. They've given up 137 points in four games, which is atrocious, only to be outdone by the Denver Broncos, who have given up 150, yet the Broncos beat the Bears. So riddle me that. Tonight's game, I mean, the Bears, of course, they can beat Washington. I don't really like their chances. I actually have a bet on the over in the game, 44 total points. I think both teams are going to move the ball. Fields looked good last week. But this team, you know, with the defensive head coach that was brought in here to change the narrative on D, they have given up 25 points in 14 straight games, an NFL record. And if they lose this game tonight, it's very possible they could lose this game 28-7. If that's the case, they have to look long and hard about launching this guy tomorrow.
Eberflus?
Yeah, I mean, what more do you need to see?
I don't know the answer to that. We made the news click on Monday, should the Bears fire Coach Eberflus, and the majority of our respondents said yes. But I don't know if it's the coaching decisions, although, boy, we should have kicked that field goal. But maybe it's just the talent on the field. I feel that way a little bit about Justin Fields. People are frustrated with his performance, and I think if he went to even a middling team, he would be spectacular. I'm not giving up on Justin Fields.
You can't give up on Fields. You know, I love listening to Hamp and OB. I think we all do. It's entertaining when the Bears are abysmal. But, you know, I disagree. You can't bench Fields. I mean, what's the point? Are you trying to just have nobody go to the games? You know, the Bears are still a business at the end of the day. And if you're trotting out a backup to just get sacrificed like a lamb, nobody's going to go. I mean, Fields is still exciting. I would short your spectacular terminology. I think he has a chance to be good on a good team, but this is not a good team. I mean, the line is still bad. His receivers, aside from DJ Moore, leave a lot to be desired. They don't really run the ball anymore in terms of, like, turning and handing it off to a running back. But really, this is, I mean, when we think about Chicago Bears football, you've been a Bears fan a long time. We think about toughness, physicality, defense, Butkus, Singletary, Urlacher, and these guys are giving up 4, 5, 6 yards of play. They're on the field for 35, 40 minutes a game. I mean, let's not, you know, we pay attention to Denver, and, well, Fields look really good, but the week before, the Bears are down 41-0 against Kansas City. They are so far from the top, it's not even funny.
What's the line on the game? You said 44 points, but what do the smart people say the score is going to be? Who's favored to win here today?
The team formerly known as the Washington Football Team is a 6-point favorite, which I wouldn't lay 6 with Washington. I don't have a bet on the side. I can make a case for, you know, 24-20 or 28-24, either way. I would probably, like, if I was in a contest and needed to pick this with a point, I would probably put Chicago plus 6 in there, meaning that they can either win or lose by 1 through 5. 6 is a push. Washington's not much better, man. I mean, that team is also sort of rebuilding, young quarterback and Sam Howell. But like I said, I think both offenses are better than people think, and these defenses are just not good on both ends.
You know, just by the way, speaking of the business of that, there's a new sports betting app in Illinois that you can use, and we talked to the creator of it and the vice president of that app, and one of the things we talked about was how good the odds makers are, if that's what you call them, the people that say, okay, we think 6 points is a reasonable line for us. It's amazing how good they are at predicting the outcome of games. You know what I mean?
No doubt. And, you know, Circa, I love the interview, by the way. You know, I listened to it. It was fantastic with you and Derek and Mike. You know, Circa opened up Chicago, Washington on Sunday, the previous Sunday, at Washington -6. And here we are, you know, 4 days later, the line is still 6. So that is a tremendous odd. That is a great origination of the number. And they've taken good bets both ways. I mean, the number did go to 7, and then it went to 5.5. But it is still sitting, as of right now, at 11:27 Chicago time. It is the same number as it was when they opened it on Sunday. And that is the true testament of a good line.
Okay, I got to wrap this up, Sam. I always enjoy listening to you and John at night, but you think 44 points, more than that will be scored tonight. You don't want to put a lot of money on this game either way, because these are bad teams, it sounds like, and it's hard to tell who's going to emerge on this one, right?
Yeah, I want everybody to just have fun and have orange slices after the game. I do like the over 44, and quickly, I know you got to run. If the season ended today, the Bears would not only pick first overall, they would pick first and second because they have the Panthers pick.
So is there any thought about, I've heard that too, they're not going to compromise the season for that, are they?
They should, but they won't.
Sam Panionovich from Nesson Sports and Fox Sports and on the John Landecker Show all the time. Okay, Sammy boy, nice to talk to you. Thanks for your thoughts.
You too, buddy. See ya.